right, let's join Fiona Kelly once again for what it says in this morning's newspapers.
An expected slowdown in the economy, more from the Regency Hotel murder trial and the Irish businessman who's suing members of Qatar's royal family. Those are some of the stories you'll find on your front pages this morning. The Irish Times leads with two new reports on the economy. According to the ESRI, an international recession and cost of living pressures are likely to slow growth from 8.4% this year to 2.2% next year. And the prediction from the OECD is that despite wage growth, falling incomes due to inflation will impact consumer spending and that high costs and low confidence will make companies less likely to invest. I'm not a rat. That same headline appears on the front of three of this morning's papers. The Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun all quote Jonathan Dowdall's testimony in the Regency Hotel murder trial yesterday, in which he said that he didn't care if he was killed for giving evidence against Jerry Hutch. The Irish Examiner leads with the life sentence given to 64-year-old Michael Leonard from Kilmallock in County Limerick for the murder of 72-year-old Mary O'Keefe from Donnerail in County Cork in February of last year. The Irish Independent and Belfast Telegraph both lead with a story about a lawsuit which was filed with the court in Los Angeles this week, in which a company owned by Irish businessman Paddy McKillen is seeking damages from members of Qatar's royal family. Hume Street Management Consultants claims it's owed $18 million after it spent 2 years developing and running the Maybourne Beverly Hills Hotel, but was forced to withdraw from the project when the Qatari owners refused to pay the fees. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Mail reports on new research from the Irish Cancer Society about how hard-hit cancer patients undergoing treatment are cutting back on their heat. With the nurses' strike in Northern Ireland due to take place today, the Irish News leads with the story about the high number of nursing vacancies there. There's a lot of hugging going on in the pictures in the front of today's Independent and Times. The Independent runs with a shot of PSG teammates Kylian Mbappe and Achraf Hakimi hugging it out after France beat Morocco in last night's World Cup semi-final. The picture in the front of the Times, meanwhile, is of Sarah Hawkshaw being congratulated by her teammates on the Irish hockey team after she scored a goal against Korea in the quarterfinals of the Nations Cup. Although the result was a draw, Ireland have now qualified for tomorrow's semi-final against India. Elsewhere this morning, the Times also gives front-page coverage to cyclist groups expressing disappointment at the low rate of fines being imposed on motorists for endangering cyclists while overtaking them. There's more disappointment in The Examiner, where David Kent reports that there's been an outcry on social media at the news that the winter solstice at Newgrange won't be live streamed this year. And back in The Times, there's a report there from Kitty Holland on how Gardaí had to advise volunteers to stop giving out tickets for hampers at the Capuchin Day Centre in Dublin yesterday morning amid chaotic scenes after 2,800 tickets were distributed. Alan Bailey, who's been volunteering at the centre since 1972, said that he was shocked at the number of people who turned up. "In all my years here," he said, "it's the worst I have ever seen it." And finally, The Times has a picture of a very youthful-looking Elizabeth Lyons, who turned 100 yesterday. A great-great-grandmother, the Limerick woman attributes her youthful looks to a soap and water cleansing routine, no makeup, a glass of milk every day, plenty of veg, and the occasional glass of Guinness.